They brave sub-zero temperatures, snow and biting winds. But despite the terrible weather conditions, the young soldiers taking part in the latest Exercise Rhino Warrior were able to show their leadership skills. More than 120 Lance Corporals and Corporals from Gütersloh's 1 Logistics Support Regiment RLC took part in the joint carder. And after 3 days of tough tests, Andy Addison was named as the top corporal and Daniel Knox the leading Lance Corporal. Corporal Addison says he's delighted to come out top.
I think the main test for the whole exercise was the weather and the weather conditions. That was the hardest test for most people. I think it's good development for all ranks, really. I think everyone needs to have all their skills tested at some point.
The soldiers were tested on a number of scenarios, including casualty extraction and close target recces. All the tests were designed to represent some of the issues the regiment could face on deployment to Afghanistan next year. Lance Corporal Knox says the weather made the exercise extra difficult.
It was rather bitterly cold, and halfway through it, those thoughts going through my head, like, you're just like, no, it's freezing. But I've just soldiered on and carried on, and I'm actually glad I got it. I'm really happy.
And what do you think you did to stand out from everyone else?
I think I kind of held the section morale with the type of character that I've got. I'm awfully loud and outgoing, and I'm just that type of person that likes to keep on going and keep morale high, which kept the section going.
Commanding officer of 1 LSR, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Wiley, says the exercise aimed to develop leadership skills.
It's not so much about who's the best. That, I mean, that's a good result at the end, and it means a lot to the guys, and competitive spirit is a critical part of the Army. So there's always a bit of competition there. But that's not the overall aim. It's not to find the best junior NCO over such a short period, because there's a whole year to prove that. It's all about leadership development of all the junior NCOs and giving them the skills and the confidence to lead their soldiers.
And he says there was plenty of evidence of good leadership among the young soldiers.
Courage, willpower, initiative, all those good military virtues were tested to the full out on the ground in this very bitter weather.